listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. It is Frisky Friday here in the studio. We have Dexy and a kitten named Sydney Sloth Toes. Very fun. What an adorable little kitty and a puppy here with me today. We have Paige and Brandy with A Hope for Pensacola. How are y'all doing this morning? Happy Friday.
Good morning. We're doing great.
We're doing great.
This is always fun to have. Yes. This. Can you bring the little kitty over here? This kitten is absolutely the tiniest little thing. Oh, my goodness. Little tiny. Oh!
And check out her toes.
Okay, let's see the toes. Oh, yeah. Hey. Are you going to talk to everyone today?
She's Sydney. Like, no.
Oh, my goodness. How old is this kitten?
She's almost 6 weeks old. But she is still less than a pound. She's an ectrodactyly kitten. So
what does that mean?
So there's polydactyls who have extra toes, mm-hmm. and ectrodactyl is far rarer. They have less than the normal toes. So this is something that any human can get as well. It's mm-hmm. basically where in the womb, your fingers are supposed to separate, like they're all sealed together, mm-hmm. and then they're supposed to separate out. And ectrodactyly means that basically slang is lobster claw.
Okay.
So they didn't fully separate.
Oh, okay. That's why you called her Sloth Toes.
Yes. Sydney Sloth Toes.
I love it. And tell me a little bit about Dexy running around. I would comment on Dexy, but I've seen her for 2 seconds and she runs off.
She is laying She's adorable. Right next to me. Yeah. She. So Dexy came through our program. She was heartworm positive. And found after she, you'll notice she doesn't have any front teeth. She had chewed out of a neighbor's yard underneath their fence and wore down all of her teeth in the front. And she's an older lady. So they had moved out and left her behind. Mm-hmm. And it was the middle of summer, it was July 4th. And she was covered in fleas and, like I said, heartworm positive. So we took her in and we treated her and we contacted the family to try and help them foster her temporarily so they can get back on their feet, and because they had moved out and left her because they couldn't have her where they were going and couldn't afford their electric bills.
Oh,
and
no.
Then even though we made a plan, we never heard from them again. And 3 months later, I became horribly attached. She became heartworm negative. She had a heart attack one night, which was a hard die off of heartworms going through her bloodstream. And she is heartworm negative now. She's about 10 years old, and she has been by my side ever since.
Oh,
so,
that's awesome.
What we affectionately call a foster fail, which mm-hmm. is a good thing sometimes.
A foster fail.
Dexy
Aww.
Is now our mascot. So, yes.
I love it. Yeah, Dexy the mascot.
Like
Very
since,
cool.
She's been like this since day one. She doesn't leave my side at all. Mm-hmm. It's the craziest thing. I've only had her for 3 years now, so...
Well, that's a long time.
She's I've had her since a puppy, and I'll tell you, my other two dogs are not like this. Uh-uh. So she found me and never left.
Yeah. And what's so interesting about Sydney, hence the sloth toe, I was just telling Brandy, actually looking up statistics, an ectrodactyl kitten only happens about 1 in 90,000.
Ooh, we have a little special one.
Very special.
Very rare. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I wish the little kitty stayed this little.
You say
this
that, and
so
I'm kind
tiny.
Of worried that she might.
If she stays this little, will you give her to me?
Because she is actually the size of a three-week-old. Even though she mm-hmm. is plump and round and healthy, uh-huh. she is still very slow to grow, which mm-hmm. is kind of caught us by surprise. So we're kind of seeing what happens.
And Brandy has this fun little scarf she wears, and it fits... And it's like open, and she fits the little kitties in there, and you can't even see them. And it's like you're carrying around a little baby. It's so cute.
Little neck wraps.
A little neck wrap, right.
One of our 14-year-old daughters of a volunteer of ours, Jamie, she actually makes them. And it's crazy how talented she is, makes them, and even embroiders our logo on the front of them.
I love it. Yeah, she always comes in with this neck scarf and a little kitty in there, and they're sleeping. Mm-hmm. It's really, really sweet. So let's talk about it's kitten season.
Yes.
Paige, so what do we need to know about this?
Well, as we've mentioned before, you know, the old saying, it's raining cats and dogs. Well, it is mm-hmm. literally raining kittens. Brandy can tell you, we get people contacting us every day, finding kittens, cats, having kittens. What are we going to do with these kittens? Mm-hmm. And the answer is, we've got to do better in educating our public and providing a service for them to get these cats and dogs for puppies, getting them fixed, getting them spayed and neutered to stop this horrible system that they just fall in. And the thing is, like Brandy was telling someone the other day, cats can actually get, or kittens rather, can actually get pregnant at 4 months of age.
Whoa.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
And have their litter in 63 days. Mm-hmm. So say at 6 months. Mm-hmm. So you can't wait till they're a year old. And there's no reason for them to have one litter. Some people say, oh, well, I just want them to have one litter. Well, one litter is one litter too many.
And they actually have a Fix by Five program that is, the AVMA actually supports this strongly to get cats fixed by 5 months old. So I think it includes dogs as well, but I know for sure it's definitely cats to get them fixed by 5 months old.
Okay. Dexie found me.
Yes.
Dexie's so, like, hey, I'm here too. Yeah. Pet me.
So that's the main thing, is that people need to understand they don't have to wait till they're a year old. They don't even have to wait till they're 6 months. In fact, it's better if you don't wait until they're 6 months. And for, you know, affordable spay, neuter, vaccine services, right now people are driving to, like us, we drive to Panama City. Mm-hmm. Other groups are driving to Ocean Springs or Mississippi or to Dothan, Alabama. But we are building, as we've said every time we're in here, an affordable spay-neuter vaccine clinic right here in Milton.
Oh, yeah.
So we need support for that. And then it will help the community. It'll help the rescues. And it's going to be a game changer.
Absolutely. That's going to be great. Where can they find out more information about this?
They can go to our website, which mm-hmm. is ahope4src.com, and it will pop up right there. Clinic coming soon.
Okay,
and they
great.
Can get all of that information. Again, that's ahope4src.com.
That's great. And it's Frisky Friday here in the studio on the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Paige and Brandy with AHOPE for the number four Pensacola. We have Dexie, little puppy, and Kitty Sydney Slothtoes with us because she's very special and tiny. Oh, goodness. A little bitty thing running around. We're having a great time here in the studio. If you want to join in the conversation, you have a question, 437-1620. It is kitty season, so we're talking about all things kittens. What else would you like us to know? We are coming up. You're opening this amazing building. So how can we support you with that?
You know, a big thing you can do right now, too, we're looking for volunteers to get involved in this process as well. If people are interested in volunteering and becoming part of this building process, it's a really good time to jump in. We actually have a volunteer orientation tomorrow, Saturday, and people can learn more about what we're doing with the clinic. They can get involved in the process of the clinic. They can get involved in what the community needs right now, which is extremely important. We love to have a difference of input and opinions and hands on the project as we go along, because the more involvement that we have, the more support we have, and the more expansion of the mind of the process that we can have.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
It is 10:45 here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with Frisky Friday.
Wall Street to the small town barber, everybody in the dark.
Welcome back. Yeah. It's Friday here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It is Frisky Friday. We have little Dexie with us and Sydney Slothtoes with us with A Hope. And we are having a great time in the studio. I hope you are having a fantastic Friday. It's going to be a wonderful weekend ahead. And then we talked about the Secret Garden Tour. You can do that. There's the beaches, you know, Pensacola. We have everything you need to do. We live in paradise, so it's amazing. If you want to join in our conversation, it's 437-1620. So we are talking about it's kitty season, and they have the cutest little kitty in here. How old is Sydney?
She's about 6 weeks old.
Perfect. Sorry.
6 weeks old.
My finger just went right back
up. I didn't know if I was supposed to sing it at that point.
Can you? Like, actually, that's my daughter. And I went to push it all the way down, and I'm like, okay, there we go. I just wanted you to have a little background music
Thank
when you,
you.
Talked.
Thank Is that you. A, I felt
you're
like
welcome.
It was like an introduction.
It was. It was totally on purpose. So, I got way off track with that one, didn't I? I was going to tell you, that's my daughter's favorite song in the morning.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, sometimes she'll say, can I pick this song?
Aww.
And it's so upbeat and peppy. She loves it. So that's why sometimes I play it. I enjoy it. So let's talk about some things we want us to know about A Hope.
It is kitten season. What other things do you have going on?
Well, let's see. Like I said, we're in the process of building the clinic. As we mentioned last time, we had our golf tournament, which was our big fundraiser. We could really use some ideas for other types of big fundraisers.
Oh, fundraising ideas. Yeah, Very cool. If you have some fundraising ideas, 437-1620. So are you in need of any supplies right now?
Well, honestly, because we're in the capital campaign fundraising part, mostly it's monetary needs, but also we specialize in neonate kittens and domesticated rats. So anything that is for them, we have our wish list on our website.
Okay.
It's extremely helpful for us to have just anything to help them, because we never know how many kittens we're going to get in. We never know how many fosters we're going to have space to put kittens into. Sydney's so funny, just playing with her dino and Paige. So it's the needs are always changing, but it's as long as they're surrounding the neonate kittens or the domesticated rats, then and the volunteers.
Right.
As far as the clinic goes, I'd like to throw an ask out there to the general public. In building the clinic, we're trying to get subcontractors that would like to donate services or do cost plus labor, that type thing. And in particular, we're trying to reach out if we could find an electrician or electrical company to do the wiring, maybe a plumber that would like to come in and help with that, painting, just general landscaper, just things like that that would help lower the cost for us of completing the building. And we will give you tons of recognition all over our social media, as well as we plan to have some type of a wall with plaques in it.
Oh, so cool.
People
yeah.
will continue to know through the years who really helped make this clinic possible. So anybody out there,
site. They can go out and check it out.
Yeah.
It's cleared where the clinic is going to be at. So it's a big, beautiful, it's on 25 acres.
Oh, wow. So, that's big.
Yeah.
We own 25 acres, and it's 4 acres that's already been cleared in the middle of that 25 acres for the clinic.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a project to join in and be a part of.
Very good. Absolutely. That sounds amazing. And they can give you a call about that. Let's see. What is a good phone number for y'all?
The 850-665-0511. You can leave a voicemail there, or you can send an email out. You want yours?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah. They can send an email to me. It's ahopedirector at gmail.com.
Okay, great.
And that'll get to me.
And there on our website, you can see the property being cleared, videos about it, information updated about it. And if anybody wants to know how far along we are in our fundraising process, we have a donor manager they can reach out to and kind of ask questions to her. So, I mean, it's just a good time to get involved in a big community game changer right now.
Absolutely. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3. It is Frisky Friday in the studio. We have Paige and Brandy with A Hope. We have a little kitty, Sydney Sloth Toes, and Dexie, a little puppy. So they're having a good time here in the studio. If you want to join in the conversation, it's 437-1620. You are welcome to. So let's talk about a little bit about adoption. That's probably a good topic to talk about. They can come over and check out the animals.
Oh, yeah.
We're taking pictures.
So, sorry, she's going that way.
She's coming to see me.
Yep, she's coming under the computers. So our animals, kittens and rats, are all kept 100% in foster care up until adoption. So they can look on our website. They're always 100% on our website minutes after they come into our care. And then they can see them, and then at least – a pound and a half and 6 weeks old is whenever we open up their applications, and then they can be connected to the foster parent and visit with the animal for the next couple weeks until they are big enough, at least 2 pounds, to get fixed and be able to go home. And we have excellent adoption rates. We have excellent animals. Our foster care system is top notch. They have so many things that these kittens are put through in order to socialize them. We move their homes, we move who they meet, dogs, cats, kids, men, women. We travel with them constantly. They are usually good in carriers. but we have such special animals that have such hard past that they're ready for a forever home whenever that 8 weeks comes around. So
absolutely.
If you haven't met an A-Hope mm-hmm. kitten before, you'll understand there's a big difference, and they're amazing animals because of our foster system.
Absolutely. If you need more information, you can go to ahope4src.com for more information about everything we're talking about today. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with Frisky Friday.
I think you should know you saved my life. I don't think you realize.
Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I have the pleasure of having A-Hope, Paige and Brandy from A-Hope. That is A-Hope, the number 4, SRC.com. And we have a little kitty and a puppy in here today because we are pet-friendly here in the studio, and we love it. I wanted to let you know that I had a friend text in, I love A-Hope, great nonprofit to support. So that's awesome. And another friend said, I missed the email. My girlfriend is a painter, may be able to help you. Thank you.
Oh, good. Wonderful. Yes.
So what was the email?
The email is ahopedirector@gmail.com.
And honestly, if anybody goes to the website and, you know, maybe they email the incorrect email or whatever, as long as they say what they're emailing for, whoever they get on the other end is going to direct them to the correct place. Right. So
absolutely.
You know, right. Just we yes. all work together. We all communicate yeah. effectively. So just mm-hmm. let them know yeah. what they need and
oh,
we'll get
them
there.
That would be awesome. Yes. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that would
thank
be great. And they're building
the
a really awesome.
That was really cool.
Yes. I know.
Yes. So their way to say that. Thank you.
Yes.
We always enjoy those here on the show. Any
oh,
compliments?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're done now, right? Compliment yeah. done. Like, yeah.
I know. We're like, check it out.
Cute kitten, puppy, and a compliment. Yeah, we're done.
We're good. We're good to go on Friday.
Well, and that's what's so great about it because, you know, that's been, we have actually been around now for 6 years. Mm-hmm. And there's still a lot of people that always say, well, we're not familiar with you. So,
so
it's great to know that we're getting known more to the community and for our services and the things we provide. And so people can reach out to us with questions, concerns,
absolutely.
Services, affordable spay neuter. That's our,
there
that's
you go.
Our game changer.
For more information, head on over to ahope4src.com. It is Frisky Friday. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. It'll be a beautiful weekend in Pensacola. It always is. And I've said before, if you want to join me on the pep talk, you have a business or you know a business professional, give us a call. 262-6000. I'd love to talk to you. Have a great rest of your day.